Hacking Time and Productivity. Unit 1 is called Sacred Time. So welcome to my Hacking Time and Productivity bonus course. Some of you are going to be really annoyed at me because as I release this, I'm going to drip it out and I'm going to spread it out a little bit. And the reason why I'm going to spread it out is because I want you to really take time to implement each habit. So I've changed a little bit about the way I originally thought of this course because I want to make sure that it actually works and it actually changes your life and allows you to hack time and productivity. So as annoying as it is, I'm going to force you not to skip anything. If you happen to be listening to this module and all of the content is dripped out already and you're not having to do it live, please, please, please do not skip. There's a reason why I'm telling you to do it in this order. And I would encourage you to take a solid week, maybe even 2 weeks, before you move on to the next hack. So unit 1 is called Sacred Time. Now, sacred time is defined like this. It is time that you are 100% in control of. So we all have 24 hours in a day, and there's a lot of hours of the day that we don't have control over, whether we have a job or we have children, spouse. So the idea of this habit is to create sacred time, and sacred time simply means you are 100% in control of it. So that means you decide and you are not interrupted. So the goal, the ideal, the optimum is to get to 120 minutes of sacred time every day to start. Now, I have 8 hours, but no, not always, but we're going to focus on getting to 120 minutes of sacred time. And this is actually much harder for those of you who have poor boundaries or haven't learned how to mind your time. This is going to be a lot harder than you realize. Now, for some of you who are working full-time and trying to run a business, maybe your parents, 120 is not going to be possible. So you can go ahead and back it up. You can try 90 minutes, 60 minutes, 45 minutes, or 30 minutes. The idea for this habit is to literally be in control of this time, 100% in control. Now, the second part about this is that it needs to be at the same time every weekday. We're going to say the weekends can have a different sacred time because our bodies and our brains are already conditioned to have different routines and rituals on the weekend. So that's fine. So I don't want you to do 30 minutes at 5 in the morning on one day and 30 minutes at 10 p.m. on the next day. I want you to find the time that's the same time every weekday. So number one is to choose whether you're going to aim for 30 minutes a day or all the way up to 120. The second thing is you're going to make sure that it's at the same time each weekday. And then the third thing is don't tell yourself what you have to do during that time. This is not the habit in which to dictate what happens in the time. I promise we'll get there. But right now, I want you to just focus, whether it means talking to your husband or your wife about what you're about to do, telling your children, rearranging your schedule so that you can find this time in your life, okay? Bonus points, if you can find these minutes, if you can create this sacred time, you can make it on the same time every weekday, and if you can also schedule it during what I would call prime brain time. Now, for most humans, biologically, prime brain time is in the morning, first thing. For some of you, though, you might be night owls. So prime brain might actually be in the evening. But most of you are not going to have prime brain at 2 or 3 in the afternoon just because of our natural circadian rhythms. Okay, so that is the habit for this week. Now, the second half of the habit is for you to really understand what you're up against. Now, it's going to be really important to not judge ourselves, to not moralize this activity. What you're going to do is each day, so let's say you decide I'm going to try the 60 minutes because I can't get to 120, and I'm going to do it every morning from 7 to 8 in the morning. Okay, fine. You're going to be 100% in control of that time. Now, if your children wake up, that's not sacred time because then you're not actually in control of it. Okay? So it really has to be uninterrupted time. Journal what you do. You're not going to judge it because we want to see what you naturally tend to do. Now, there's a couple things that are going to happen. Some of you are going to choose to clean, organize, maybe cook some food, binge watch TV. Some of you are going to do what I would call bodily habits, from eating, cleaning, organizing, to relaxing your brain. Okay, some of you will do things like that. Exercise also goes into that category. Some of you will get right down to it. You'll get down to client work, business building, tackling hard things, studying a course, something like that. Some of you are going to be very paralyzed because you've never actually carved out this kind of time for yourself before. And you're going to feel a little scattered, and maybe you actually won't do very much. The point here is to not judge yourself. Really not judge yourself. So for this week, it's Sunday. I'm going to release this right now. Sunday evening for Monday through Friday, you are going to carve out your sacred time. You're going to make it at the same time every day. And I'm not going, there's no rule about what you do during that time, except that you must write down what you did for that entire 30, 45 minutes, 60, 90, or 120 block. That is habit one. I will post in the Facebook group. If you are in CYLL Network, you can go ahead and comment on that thread and we can see how everybody's doing. Okay, thanks, guys.